You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to global finance. Did you know that the International Monetary Fund has something of its own currency? Well, it does. It's basically a mashup of four existing currencies: the dollar, the yen, the euro, and the pound. On Monday, the IMF will vote on whether to add a fifth currency to that elite group, the Chinese renminbi, or the RMB, as it's often abbreviated. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
This currency, it's basically artificial and limited to the IMF. Steve Hanke is a professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University. He says, think of it as a composite or an index.
Just like the Dow Jones Index, that's made up of 30 stocks, and the prices of the stocks change and the index changes.
IMF member countries each get allocations of this special IMF currency that they can use for anything they want. They have the right to draw on it, which gives the currency its weird name, special drawing rights.
One special drawing rights today is worth about $1.38. And the unit is the way that the IMF keeps its books.
Which means the IMF is better covered in case one currency goes way up or down. Hanke thinks that once the RMB gets this seal of approval from the IMF, that countries' central banks will start adding RMB to their reserves, their rainy day funds. That would send capital flows into China, a good thing at a time when lots of Chinese are investing outside the country.
Symbolically, this is really a big deal for China.
Ishwar Prasad is a professor at Cornell University and former China head at the IMF. He doesn't expect this to change much for the RMB in the short term, but it's a big-time validation for the financial reforms China has pushed in recent years, in part to win this prized status.
The slogan was basically that China is a big and powerful country, and it needs to have a big and powerful currency.
He says if the IMF doesn't give China the nod, it'd be a big blow and make future reforms much more difficult. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.